Hello and welcome to the Food for the Future podcast, broadcasting live from the World Food Forum headquarters in beautiful Rome, Italy. I'm Alexandra, your host, and today we have an inspiring episode lined up for you. We are diving deep into the world of young professionals making a significant impact on global agri-food systems and sustainability. Joining us today is Elisa, an SDG review specialist at FAO. In her role, she analyzes progress towards the Sustainable Development Goals, providing a crucial insights that help shape strategies and policies aimed at fostering sustainable practices across the globe. We got so much to explore today, so let's dive in. Elisa, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm really looking forward to hear about your journey as an SDG review specialist. How has this role shaped your career and perspective on the Sustainable Development Goals? What sparked your interest in focusing on SDGs? And what keeps you motivated in this important field?
Hi, Alexandra. Thank you so much for your question. My name is Elisa Franzo. I work at FAO as a SDGs follow-up and review specialist in the Division of Office of Sustainable Development Goals. So my background, I think, is very aligned with FAO mandate, and it's basically about agri-food systems and agri-food system transformation. So I got both my bachelor's and master's degree in the University of Parma about bioeconomics, with a focus on why food systems are important in all the aspects and sectors of sustainability, so environmental sustainability and also social sustainability, economical sustainability, and so on. I got this very great opportunity that was life-changing for me, which was doing my master's thesis in Rwanda, in the Musanze district, and where I developed this microfinance project about the value chain of potato, and it was specifically focused on empowering women through microfinance. And after that, I was so thrilled and excited about this experience abroad that I decided to keep going and exploring the field work a little more. So after spending more or less 1 year in Rwanda, I moved to Bangladesh to the Grameen Bank, which is Nobel Peace Prize of Microfinance, where they actually invented the modern microfinance institutions and mechanisms. So I went there to work on field more, again with rural women and microfinance projects and rural projects. So after these experiences, I was really sure that I wanted to pursue this career and also this thematic. And I was lucky enough to get an internship here at FAO, at the OSG division. And here I am. After the internship, I was again lucky enough to get the consultancy. So I'm still working here on these themes that I really, really believe are crucial for the advancement and acceleration of the 2030 agenda. So at the Office of Sustainable Development Goals, our aim is to accelerate the SDGs progress through knowledge sharing. So what we try to do, especially for my profile and my job description, is trying to produce capacity development projects and tools, for example, e-learning course, guidance notes, webinar series, so that we can support country offices, team, or other member nations, civil society, NGOs, the personnel here at the HQ in Rome, to better support the follow-up and review of the 2030 agenda. The 2030 agenda is the guidance that all the UN members decided to adopt in 2015, and it comprehends 16 SDGs, Sustainable Development Goals, and they all tailor and tackle different themes. For FAO, the most important one, since we are the custodians of it, is the SDG 2, which is zero hunger. But what we really have to keep in mind, I think this is the most important thing I learned since I joined the OSG and the FAO, is that all the SDGs are interconnected. So it's fundamental to look at the synergies, the trade-offs that we can see between them. Because if we want to pursue zero hunger, we have to keep in mind that it's strictly connected, for example, to SDG 1, which is no poverty, to SDG 13, which is climate action. So we can't, you know, push forward only one SDG at the time. We really need to make a collective effort all together with all the UN agencies to push the 2030 agenda forward all together, all at the same time.
I know our listeners would love to hear your insights. What advice would you give to young professionals who want to get involved in SDG-related projects and contribute to sustainable efforts around the world?
Very important tip I would give to young professionals is, it may sound very basic, but to put yourself out there and really put yourself in situations that you wouldn't normally do and try different things, especially on field, because this is, for me, what worked. It really stand out in between the crowd, and also to truly understand what you like, what you don't like, and also what you want to focus more on, and also what you're good at and what you're not good at. So I really think that experiencing directly these projects, these things, these themes, instead of, you know, just reading about them is crucial. I would really like to invite the other young professionals and youth in general to really advocate for what they believe in and their ideas and thoughts, because this is something we really often listen and hear here at the UN, but also overall, that youth needs to be involved. First of all, I think that we should be the one to raise our voice and occupy all the spaces that we have, all the opportunities we have. We should take them and we should use them in the best way possible, because there are the opportunities there for us. We need to exploit them, I would say, and raise our voice, because it's very important. And I think that the youth can really bring a new perspective, new ideas that are fundamental, otherwise there is no way to go.
And as looking to the future, what trends or key areas do you think are going to be crucial for advancing the SDGs?
I would say now we're really focusing on urban food systems, because it's a crucial game changer, because there are many opportunities there for youth. As we said, it's a very important topic, but also for women, for social development, economic development. So this is something we're really focusing on and try to develop and understand better. Then I would say, especially because for me it's a very sensitive topic, the meat consumption, because it's a cross-cutting thematic, as we said also before. It relates not only to food system per se and, you know, the respect of animals, but also it's strictly related to climate change, as now I would say we all know. So I think we have to keep going towards this direction of reducing meat consumption, because it's crucial if we want to transform agri-food systems and really make them sustainable. So follow-up and review in details is the last part of all the mechanisms that concerns the 2030 agenda. And it's fundamental because you really have to check if all the progress is going on, and it's a way of monitoring the progress of 2030 agenda. And it's developed in three levels, which is the national, regional and global level. At the national level, we work with the voluntary national reviews, which are the report that all the countries are invited to do, where they can monitor and explain all the progress that they've been doing about the SDGs throughout the last year or since the previous VNR. Then at the regional level, we support all these regional conferences within the member nations, again, to check how it is going at the regional level. And then at the global level, we have the High Level Political Forum, which is held every year in July, where all the member nations and all the United Nations agencies convene, and they present the voluntary national reviews, and we do this global check of the 2030 agenda.
That concludes today's episode of the Food for the Future podcast. For more updates from the World Food Forum, follow us on social media and visit our website at world-food-forum.org. Until the next time.